Shouting, written by Paul M. Levitt, University of Colorado at Boulder. Narrated by Leroy Chatfield, publisher, Syndic Literary Journal. Brucey Blastoff had a voice like the roar of a volcano. At home when he spoke, the whole house shook. Lamps blew over. Pictures flew off the walls. Knick-knacks toppled. Dishes tumbled, and the dust under the rug rose like a cloud. Out of doors, his voice shook the trees, leaves, and flower blossoms. It raised the fur of cats and caused papers in the street to swirl in the air. His parents had to wear earplugs. They also had to nail down the furniture and tie up the dishes. They put shutters on the windows to prevent the glass from breaking, and padded the walls to keep Brucey's voice from wrecking the whole house. 1,000 times a day, his parents politely asked him to lower his voice, but he kept right on shouting. His mother softly pointed out that children should speak sweet and low, but he kept right on shouting. His father gently reminded him that children should be seen and not heard, but he kept right on shouting. His grandfather, who was rather old-fashioned, suggested he try self-control. But nothing helped. Brucey continued to howl and yell. His father thought a doctor needed to be called to do something about Brucey's vocal cords. His mother disagreed and said that what Brucey needed was a soft word. Brucey's grandfather had another idea, a good old-fashioned spanking. But the doctor was not called, Brucey was not scolded, and he was certainly not spanked. Everything changed, though, the day the new cleaning lady came to the house. The first time she heard Brucey blast off, she shook him by the shoulders and bellowed, "Be quiet or else!" Suddenly, the house was silent. Nothing stirred, not even a dish or a knick-knack. All was still. Sound waves no longer bounced from wall to wall. The lamps and pictures no longer tossed about. The dust no longer swirled. Brucey's parents, who were scandalized by the cleaning lady's threat, couldn't believe their eyes, or rather their ears. Brucey had, for the first time, stopped shouting. He was quiet. And when at last he was asked to speak, he wouldn't. In fact, he refused to speak even a single word. "What's wrong?" his father asked. "Speak, talk to me." Bruce merely stared at his father and said nothing. "Answer your father," commanded his mother. "You'll have to speak sooner or later, particularly when you want your allowance." But Brucey remained still as stone. "Say something," ordered his father. Silence. I must need a hearing aid," said his grandfather, shaking his head from side to side as if he were trying to clear his ears. "I can't hear a word." "That's because he didn't say anything," said Brucey's father. "This is carrying self-control too far," remarked his grandfather. "I'll double your pocket money if you speak," said his mother. But Brucey spoke not a word, not at home, not at school, and not at play. His parents took him to see a doctor to determine if he had lost his speech. But when the doctor said that he could find nothing physically wrong with Brucey, they were stumped. Every night, the topic of conversation was the same. Why was Brucey refusing to speak? Needless to say, every person in the family had an explanation. "His feelings are hurt," said his mother. "He's a sensitive creature, unaccustomed to have anyone yell at him." Brucey's father agreed. "Yes," he said, "Brucey's like a delicate flower, and we bruise the bloom. "Rubbish and nonsense," exploded Brucie's grandfather. "Sensitive, my foot. A delicate flower in a pig's eye. He's just being spiteful. I say ignore him and he'll start talking soon enough." When the cleaning lady was asked her opinion, she said, "Just enjoy the quiet." What would you advise? A, that Brucie continue to remain silent. B, that Brucie start to yell again. C, that Brucie take voice lessons. D, that Mr. and Mrs. Blastoff shout at Brucie. E, that Mr. and Mrs. Blastoff not speak to Brucie. F, that Mr. and Mrs. Blastoff take the cleaning lady's advice.